Chapter 8, The Reunion. They finally make it inside the ship. Lopez jumps out of the car yelling over to Atkins,
"You gotta work on your timing, man. We were about to be toast."
He quickly walks past the other travelers over to Atkins, who is still operating the ship. Jabri, Qualis, and Bessie get out of the car slowly, looking around. They are so amazed by what they are seeing. Bessie walks off in a daze.
"Holy shit, this thing got a shower? I really need a freaking shower, like really."
Qualis takes a look at Lopez's car.
"Damn, bro, your ride's all jacked up."
Lopez replies,
"Yes, I can see that, Qualis."
Jabri looks over at Lopez and Atkins. He can't tell if that's his father or not because Atkins has a full suit on like the others. Jabri walks a little closer, staring at Atkins from head down to toes. Everyone stops and begins watching the two. Then Atkins gets up from his seat and walks over to him. He pops off his helmet. "Hey, kid." Jabri just stands there, not saying a word. Atkins hugs him, but Jabri stands still. He explains to him how sorry he is for leaving him.
"Where you been, Pops?"
Atkins replies slowly. "Very, very far away, son. But I'm here now." Jabri pushes him away and yells at him.
"That's all you got to say? Mom's missing because of you. Me and my friends almost died because of you. Grandma's house got shot up all because of you."
Atkins looks down in shame. "Look at me, son. I know it's all my fault. You have done very well, son. I'm so sorry that I could not be there for you, but you have proven to be very smart and brave." Atkins kneels down. "We're going to get Mom now." Jabri steps back in shock.
"Wait, you know where she is? She's still alive, right?"
Jabri points at Lopez.
"Your boy should have told me this a long-ass time ago."
Lopez quickly walks off as if he is embarrassed. Atkins grabs Jabri's arm. "Calm down, Bree. We're on our way there now. I know this is a lot to take in, but please just bear with me, son." Everyone looks on in silence. Atkins stands up to greet Jabri's friends.
"Well, hello. Nice to finally meet you guys. Wish it didn't have to be under these circumstances. I'm very sorry to have pulled you into this mess."
Qualis sucks his teeth and then goes to speak, but Bessie cuts him off by covering his mouth.
"It's fine, sir. Anything for a friend."
The ship's AI system alerts them.
"We will arrive in 1 minute."
Roniers walks over to Jabri and extends his hand.
"Nice to meet you, young Atkins."
Jabri says nothing to him. He just looks at Roniers, then walks off. He finds a seat in the corner and flops down. Bessie steps up to Roniers and looks all in his face.
"So, what are you supposed to be?"
He explains to her that he is from the Andromeda Galaxy and that the princess saved him. Bessie laughs at how straightforward he is.
"Princess? What princess?"
As soon as Roniers goes to explain, Atkins cuts him off.
"Okay, guys, listen up. Things are about to get really messy really fast."
The ship finally lands at the naval base. Atkins and Lopez stand in front of the travelers.
"Okay, so here's the plan. I and Roniers will lead a team inside to search for my wife. We have intel that she is here."
Then Lopez explains that his team will stay on the ship in order to provide cover. Jabri yells out to his father,
"Oh, so you're leaving again?"
Atkins tells Lopez to give him a sec. He walks over to his son and sits next to him.
"Listen, son, I know you got a little chip on your shoulder about me leaving, but now is not the time. Your mother needs our help, and I'm not about to sit here and argue with you. Later, we'll have a grown man conversation. Until then, suck it up."
Atkins steps off as Qualis sits down next to him.
"Yo, man, you good?"
asks Qualis. Jabri just shakes his head.
"Yeah."
They begin to hear evacuation sirens as ISD troops move in. Roniers walks back over to them with 3 metallic packs.
"Time to suit up. This is Palladian technology. These 2 packs will help keep you alive and provide protection."
Jabri, Qualis, and Bessie examine the packs. Bessie gets confused.
"How do these packs even work?"
Roniers explains that the packs must be placed in the center of their backs between the shoulder blades. Atkins walks over to his son.
"Here, let me help you."
Jabri says nothing, just hands his father the suit pack. Atkins centers the suit pack in the middle of his back.
"Okay, you're going to feel a slight pinch once it touches your skin. Ready?"
Jabri nods. The suit pack touches his back, then beeps. Both sides pop out and stick in his back.
He grits his teeth. "I thought you said a slight pinch."
Atkins apologizes to him and then turns to his friends.
"Hurry up, you two. Time is of the essence."
Jabri feels something moving down his back. The pack's nanotech is forming a suit around his body. His eyes turn a grayish blue color. He looks back and the same thing is happening to his friends.
"Holy shit," says Jabri.
He realizes that he can see and hear 10 times better. He lifts his glasses up and realizes that he doesn't need them, but he chooses to keep them on because he feels they are a part of him. Bessie and Qualis also feel the difference. Qualis is losing his mind.
Yo, Bree, you seeing this shit?
Atkins explains that the nanotech has merged with their nervous systems. Bessie takes a few steps and then falls to the ground.
Yo, what's wrong?
Qualis asks. Atkins and Roniers quickly help her up.
Are you okay?
Roniers asks. Bessie holds her head while trying to regain her balance.
I'm fine. I just got lightheaded, that's all.
Atkins sits her down.
It's going to take some getting used to. You'll be fine, trust me. The nanotech is flushing out any viruses or illnesses you may have.
Qualis feels something on his face as he goes to touch it. He realizes his pimples are literally falling off. Atkins' ship is now being surrounded by troops, and ISD troops commands everyone on Atkins' ship to get off, or they will engage. Atkins looks back at his son. Hold tight, kid. I'll be right back. Atkins stands by the door and cocks his gun.
All right, this is it. Non-lethal rounds only and shields up.
Qualis looks completely scared.
Yo, I can't believe we're seriously doing this right now.
The shield covers the ship and the shockwave knocks the ISD troops back. The travelers jump off the ship, guns blazing, some shooting gravity guns, trapping ISD troops in gravity spheres. Atkins finally makes his way to the front door, ducking from the line of fire. Roniers gets hit but quickly recovers. Lopez taps a red button on the cockpit, letting off multiple laser blasts. The other travelers are also suppressing fire from the ship. Atkins places a charge on the door and then runs for cover. Boom! The front door pops open. Atkins and his team quickly move in, ducking and dodging the gunfire. Qualis looks on, shaking his head.
Man, I'm not in for all this right now. Y'all on some old Rambo shit.
Jabri frowns and looks over at him.
Fam, you're acting like you're out there in the thick of it.
Bessie is ducked down out of sight.
Yeah, really though. Just a big scary ass.
Qualis crosses his arms.
Well, if I'm so scary, why you hiding in?
Bessie looks at him in disgust. Meanwhile, back on Time Street, Jabri's grandma is sitting on her bed. She is watching old reruns of I Love Lucy. The sunshine is piercing through the bullet holes in the wall. The emergency broadcast system pops on.
This is not a test. This is not a test. This is your national broadcasting system. The governor of Virginia and the United States government has issued a state of emergency. We are informing everyone to stay indoors until further notice. If you are not indoors, find shelter as quickly as possible.
The broadcast system repeats itself two more times. Now the only thing on her TV is the color bars. Grandma hops up out of the bed.
Oh Lord, what's going on now?
As soon as she gets up, the house begins to shake. She runs over to the bathroom and gets in the bathtub. Mackie and Devon come busting through the front door.
Grandma!
Yells Mackie. Grandma pops up out of the tub.
I'm in here, boy!
Mackie and Devon run over to the bathroom with their grandmother. Devon asks her if she's okay.
I'm fine, boy. What the hell is this, an earthquake?
Hell nah, says Mackie. It's a big-ass ship rolling in. Me and Devon just peeped it.
What? Another damn ship? Oh, Lord, this is it. This the end right here. Ain't no damn way. I told y'all asses we were living in the last days.
Mackie tries to calm her down.
I don't know what's going on, Grandma. Ever since Jabri showed up, shit be getting wild.
Devon agrees.
Hell yeah, that is true, though. But Grandma is not having it.
Don't try and blame Bree for this. It's probably y'all damn fault. Where the hell it comes from any damn ways?
Devon shrugs his shoulders. Shit, hell if we know.
Mackie creeps over to the window. Everyone outside is running for cover as the ship rolls by. The ship is so large it blocks out the sun. The shaking stops and they begin to hear the sound of loud horns. The horns are so loud that they have to cover their ears.
Damn, what the hell is that? Says Devon.
The sound finally stops and Mackie looks back out through the window. He now sees a huge ship hovering over Time Street. Mackie thinks to himself,
damn, I hope Bree is okay.
Devon joins Mackie at the window.
Yeah, we in some deep shit now.
Another announcement pops up on the TV. It's telling the military and first responders to stand down. Mackie, Devon, and Grandma can't believe what they're hearing. They sit there in shock, looking out at the ship. Chapter 9, The Rescue. Atkins and Roniers are creeping out through the base. They stop at the intersection along the hallway. Roniers notice it's unusually quiet inside. Roniers checks his navigation device.
Straight ahead.
It's very hard for them to hear because of the alarms. He and his team start moving through the base. Atkins raises his fist very quickly to signal everyone to stop. He hears a strange sound. Two drones appear on both ends of the hallway.
Shit! Down!
Yells Atkins. The drones fire at them as they take cover. The other travelers suppress fire so that Atkins can get a better shot. I'll take the one on the left. You take the right. Roniers nods to him as they switch to live rounds. Okay, on three, says Atkins. He throws out a gravity shield as the drones move in. Okay, one, two, three. Atkins and Roniers slide out around the corner, shooting down two drones. Okay, let's go, says Atkins. They move forward, approaching a large steel door. Roniers looks down at his device. Here, the holding chambers are just beyond this point. Roniers hooks up a device while overriding the system. The door opens and Atkins steps in. What the hell is that sound? Just as he says that, he gets punched and flies across the dark room. Roniers and the other travelers ran in to see a tall black figure in a spacesuit. Roniers drops two gravity shields at the door. This will keep the ISD off their backs for a while. Back on Atkins' ship, Jabri is pacing back and forth. Qualys is just looking at him.
Damn, Bri, you felt some type of way earlier. Now you all scared.
Jabri rolls his eyes. I'm not worried about him. I'm thinking about Mom. Qualys laughs to himself.
Boy, stop fronting.
Jabri stops and frowns at him.
Yo, Qualys, can you just chill out for 1 second, man? Damn.
Bessie agrees with him.
Yeah, you have really bad timing.
Yeah, you have really bad timing, bro.
Lopez assures them that Atkins won't be long. The whole time they are talking, the troops outside are still shooting at them. The ship's shield is still holding at 98%. The AI alerts them of another incoming ISD ship.
Shit, another one, Lopez yells.
He hands Jabri, Qualys, and Bessie each a tech pistol. Qualys seems kind of confused and asks,
Yo, hold up, what we about to do, fam?
Lopez tells them that the tech pistols are just in case things get sticky. The ISD ship shoots a large cannon at them. Instantly, it drops the shields to 68%. Lopez doesn't want to shoot but has no choice. He fires a powerful cannon laser, hitting the ISD ship head on. The ISD ship crashes to the ground. Lopez hits the dash.
Damn it!
They just don't understand, Jabri thinks to himself for a moment.
Why don't you just trap them in the gravity bubble thing?
Lopez sighs in disappointment.
It's not strong enough to hold a ship that large.
Bessie is confused as she fumbles around with the tech pistol.
Does everyone in the ISD know the truth?
Lopez explains that
some do, but choose to still work for them. Others are too scared to switch sides.
Ronier's voice pops up in Lopez's earpiece.
Lopez, we are engaging reptilian soldier.
Back inside the base, Atkins is getting his ass handed to him. Roniers and the travelers try shooting at the beast but can't get a clear shot. Roniers jumps in to help Atkins. They are not able to fight back. Atkins stabs the reptilian with a shock blade, but it breaks off. Lopez calls out the ship's AI.
All right, I need eyes on the inside.
A small drone pops out one of the travelers' side packs, thereby allowing Lopez and the others to see the battle. He realizes that something is interfering with the connection, but is still able to see the hologram monitor. The other travelers jump in and are able to ground the reptilian. Atkins snatches off the helmet and puts his gun in its face.
Where the hell is my wife?
The reptilian troop replies,
Wouldn't the monkey like to know?
Atkins mushes the gun into its face even more.
Listen, if you don't tell me where my wife is, I'm killing you right here.
The reptilian laughs even more.
You monkeys think you know it all, but you know so little.
Atkins mounts the beast.
I won't say it again. Where is she?
The reptilian smirks at him.
We're a loyal race, unlike the trash species on this planet. I'll never tell.
The monster continues to laugh. Atkins snaps, shooting the reptilian multiple times. Jabri and his friends are looking at the monitor in shock. Bessie's mouth drops.
Damn, Bri, your fucking dad is crazy.
Atkins drops the gun while breathing heavy. He calls out to Roniers, telling him to scan for any other life forms on the base. Roniers taps his device, causing a beam of light to shoot out. His device is glitching due to the base's interference. Roniers looks over at Atkins.
Human detected. I believe it's her.
He shows him the device. Atkins takes off running down the hall. He makes his way to a large steel door. The technology in Atkins' suit allows him to pry the door open. Inside, he finds his wife beaten and unconscious.
Hey, sweetie. Look at me.
She is unresponsive, but Atkins keeps trying. He puts his hand on her cheek.
Katie, I need you to wake up.
She finally jumps up, dazed and confused.
Samuel, is that you?
He smiles at her.
Yes,
it's me, sweetie. She replies.
Where is Jabri?
He tells her that Jabri is fine. We need to hurry and leave this base ASAP. She starts coughing very hard and unable to catch her breath. Roniers tells him she needs medical attention or she'll die. He reaches in his back pocket and pulls out a revival pin. Here, drive this pin into her leg. It will give her enough energy until we reach the ship. Atkins takes the revival pin and drives it into her leg. His wife gasps for air. It's okay, honey. We're getting out of here right now. Roneers is looking at his scanner device as though something is wrong. What is it? Atkins asks.
I'm detecting small amounts of neutron radiation.
Atkins is speechless as he holds his wife.
The radiation seems to be growing rapidly. Atkins, we need to leave now. I believe we've been set up.
Just as Roneers says that, boom, the base shakes and trembles. Lopez yells to them,
guys, get the hell out of there. It looks like the whole base is going to go up.
Shit, you can't just beam us up, says Atkins.
Lopez shakes his head.
No, I already tried. There's something blocking the connection.
Roneers tells Atkins that he will help him carry his wife, but Atkins has a better idea. He pulls out a gravity gun and shoots his wife, thereby putting her in a gravity sphere. Boom, another explosion occurs.
Go, 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 go,
yells Atkins. They take off running to the exit. The ISD troops are nowhere in sight. Atkins is pushing the sphere along as his wife is suspended in midair. Bessie and Qualis are standing behind Jabri. Both are trying not to laugh. Jabri turns around and asks, what's so funny? Bessie covers her mouth.
Nothing. It's nothing, Bri.
Then Qualis butts in.
Bruh, your mom looks like she's doing backflips, bruh.
Bessie cracks up laughing. Jabri gets pissed.
Hey, fuck y'all, man. This shit ain't the time to be funny.
Bessie and Qualis apologize to Bri. As soon as he turns back around, Qualis and Bessie smile at each other. Qualis whispers in Bessie's ear,
they lucky the naked clown ain't get him.
Atkins calls to Lopez as they follow the drone out.
How long have we got?
Lopez checks the readings on his screen.
I don't know. Just keep moving.
They make their way back to the ship just in time. Jabri runs over to his mother and father.
Yo, are y'all good?
Atkins nods. We're fine, son. Jabri looks up at his unconscious mother, hoping she's okay. Bessie and Qualis run over as Atkins releases her from the gravity sphere. She opens her eyes and looks at Jabri.
Hey, sweetie, you okay?
He jumps in her arms, hugging her tightly.
I've been looking for you this whole time. I thought I would never see you again.
I know. It's okay, Bri. I'm fine now. Bessie and Qualis scoot over next to Jabri and his mom.
Hey, Mrs. Atkins, says Bessie.
Well, hello, Bessie. I see you brought your friends with you, Bri.
He scratches his head and laughs.
Well, they kind of had no choice, Ma.
She looks at him puzzled.
It's a long story, he says.
His mother laughs a bit.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can tell me all about it.
She starts violently coughing again. Roneers tells him that she needs to get to the sick bay ASAP. He picks her up as she's still coughing. Atkins looks at Roneers with fear in his eyes. He tells Atkins that everything will be fine and to trust him. Lopez calls to Atkins.
You might want to see this shit, man.
He runs over to Lopez as the hologram shows a large ship over Newport News.
How long has that been there?
I don't know. It just showed up. So much was going on, I don't know when the damn thing rolled in.
The AI alerts them that the ships have been spotted over other cities. Lopez pulls up the U.S. map. The location shows ships over D.C., New York, Chicago, L.A., and parts of Texas. Qualis runs up to them panicking.
What the hell is that?
Atkins turns to him. Reptilians. Jabri steps back and asks,
you mean like the thing that y'all just fought?
Yes, exactly like that, son. Atkins walks over to his seat and straps himself in. Everyone follows his lead and does the same. Qualis is looking around as though he is lost. Bessie rolls her eyes at him.
Don't just stand there, Qualis. Strap in.
Qualis asks,
so where are we going? To the big scary ship where the monsters and shit at?
Atkins raises his voice.
Strap in or get off.
Everyone looks at Qualis as he slowly sits down while strapping himself in. The engines start and the ship takes off.